you in them streets.
We coming for you.
And life got you beat.
We coming for you.
The dope boy in the trap.
We coming for you.
These youth getting laid flat.
We coming for you.
The prostitutes and the hopeless.
We coming for you.
We trying to show you what hope is.
We coming for you.
Lost souls can be changed.
We coming for you.
Cause Jesus Christ came to save.
We coming for you.
From the love of Christ, it's love and sacrifice. Christ to save.
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came in unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they answer also him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Amen. Welcome. Welcome to another Friday night edition of 98.7 Joy FM. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be closing up with our segment on modern day lepers, returned citizens. Before we go any further, as we always do, just giving everyone an introduction. The man, the myth,
the legend,
Macedonia, our engineer, and the usual suspects is here as well. We got Richie Rich, amen. I'll call him AKA Bishop Dick Brown, amen. My boy Richie Rich,
you went there,
amen. The one who's normally the host, amen. But I've been blessed to do it in instead at this time. My boy Frank Berean Woods,
Reeve Easy, would you?
Amen. We got a couple of special guests as well, who has been returning and helping the Captive Project with this radio hour, this radio segment. Gary, and Gary's. Oh, y'all can say hi. Say how you doing. How y'all doing?
God bless. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And Gary's working with the Salvation Army. Amen. And then we also have Cornelius.
And you know it.
Amen. Amen.
Hope Street.
The Italian regiment leader. Amen. Giving the alms. Amen. And Cornelius is a pastor of Hope Street. Amen. Hope Street. And we also have some very, very special guests. Amen. I'm glad and excited about returning as well. Officer Hernandez, amen.
What's up? Hello.
Amen. Looking, I'm getting nervous. Amen. He's
superintendent for the correct. Assistant superintendent, amen, for the House of Correction, amen.
We don't want him thinking his boss. He's jockeying for the boss's job.
Amen. So and we then we have
make sure we pronounce that right.
Pray about that.
And I love this part. We have actually some officers, amen, who are here, amen, and I thank God for them just being able to come in and getting another perspective.
Absolutely.
Amen. On this issue of our modern day lepers, amen, and our returning citizens, amen. First and foremost, we have Officer Palak. Am I saying that correct? Officer Palak?
Negative.
Amen.
And Officer Pollock.
Officer Pollock, amen. Charge it to my head, not to my heart, amen. Forgive me for that, amen. We also have Officer Smith.
Spoken like a true Baptist preacher.
Amen, who was also on deck, amen. And this is one of my favorites. My man, my brother I've come up with in the ministry as well, amen. I've watched this man grow. Officer Love Jr.
Hello.
Amen. So we have another full house tonight, or this afternoon. We have another full house, amen. And we'll be tackling this issue, and I believe this is our last segment on returning citizens, those who have committed offense, amen. And we've been talking about how it's been more geared toward the content of sexual offense, amen. But coming back, returning back to citizenship after they've done their time in incarceration, amen. Some of the difficulties they've been facing. Some of the difficulties they've been facing, amen. We know that we've been saying this over much of the segments. We know that anyone committing a crime and offense, and usually when they have a felony, have some type of obstacle, some type of hurdle, some type of issue returning back as a citizen, amen. But we just wanted to target this issue where it seems that those who've been covered by sexual offense, amen, have been having such a harder, difficult times, rougher stipulations in most cases, returning back to citizenship. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Richard Brown. Yep, Richard Brown, who's going to take us further in our segment.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Just so everybody know that I put him on a hot seat literally like seconds before we started. And so it's a good job, though. He's sweating, his head is glowing. But it was a great job with the intro. And again, thanks, Minister Love, for reading that for us. And so, yeah, these segments have been very helpful. We've gotten a lot of feedback. But today we want to talk about a very unique aspect. As we try to minister to the returning citizens when they come out, one of the perspectives I think that we really don't focus on is getting the officer's perspective. Officers spend a great deal of time, 24/7, with these guys and gals that are coming out. And I thought there's no way we could finish this discussion without talking with you guys about help in the rehabbing, the continuous rehabbing of these returning citizens. So the first thing I want to ask, you know, right off the bat, and we'll start with you, Officer Pollock, do you guys see what you do as a ministry or primarily a job, or where do you see yourself in the rehab? I mean, if you can just kind of give us intro, how long you've been, you know, serving in this capacity, and just your perspective in your experience.
Well, I'm Officer Pollock. I've been with the House of Correction since 1996.
Ooh.
And I'm also a K-9 handler, so I've been a K-9 handler and since 1998. So God have blessed me with three K-9s, and I'm working with my last K-9 that God have blessed me with.
So we have a dog whisperer.
Yes, you do. And my relationship with God, you know, I talk about God every single day. I bring his name up every single day to, you know, maybe to an inmate, maybe to my coworkers. So in both is, to me, it's a job as well as doing a job for God. Because I get to talk about him daily. And, you know, if people listen, that's great. Which is great, but if they around me, they know I'm going to mention God in some capacity as far as my daily walk with him. Sure. And to me, with the return, I have some guys who have came to me who repeat offenders, came back to the House of Correction. They'd say, oh, Ms. Pollock, you still here? You haven't gotten promoted yet? I said, no, I choose not to. I prefer to be a canine handler. But I always try to encourage them to do better with their life as far as, like, when they get out, you know, don't come back. Find something to do. Sometimes you can't go back to the same neighborhood that you came from and hang out with the same people that you hung out with that ended up, you know, gotten you locked up or something you have done in your life that you continue to get locked up for. Yeah. So you have to do better as far as, you know, get to church, pray to God, you know, ask God to help you. And just stay out of jail because, you know, it's important not to just continue to give your life to the system. So I always try to encourage them to do, you know, something with their life, especially the young guys, 17 years old.
Right. What about you, Officer Smith? You, you've been around for a good period of time.
Again, Officer Smith, I've been with the House of Correction since 2002. Going into my 15th year. I coordinate all of the chapel services in the institution. I coordinate the fatherhood program, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous. And I absolutely look at my job as a ministry.
Hold on, you forgot something. Barbecue aficionado. Just FYI.
Well, out there. Yeah, I love me a little barbecue. I sure do. But on a serious note, I love what I do on a daily basis. Wasn't always that way. There was a time in my life where I wasn't always doing things right. But once I became delivered and gave my life to Christ, right at that point, I looked at my job as a ministry. Right. To share my testimony, to just, you know, not be afraid to, you know, let people know what I used to be, what happened, and what God has done for me. So I, on a daily basis, I like to, not so much by what I say, but how I live my life. You know, we can all talk about it, but when you're actually living it, it's a whole different story. So I just try to just let my light shine and just be a good example for inmates and officers as well, to tell you the truth, that, you know, this is who I am and this is how I live, and just try to inspire by the way I live.
Amen. And then we're going to, just in case anybody had any doubt, there is love in the House of Correction.
Come on now.
And so we just wanted to make sure that that was clear.
Indeed it is.
And we have evidence of that as we get ready to hear from the comments of Officer Love.
Hello, I'm Officer T. Love. I've been with the House of Correction since 2015. I work in the departments. As I've been there, I've been able to work my way up into the department of working with the medical conveyance team, which we work hand in hand with the medical examiner, picking up the deceased individuals. I had a history of that, working in the funeral industry for over nine years.
I want to make it very clear. I want no details of any of that aspect of your experience at all.
Gotcha.
Wow.
And I also work with the Huber Electronic Monitoring, which is we work with the GPS and ScramX. Also those individuals who's going out back and forth to work, trying to get their feet back acclimated to being in the community and society. Apart from that, I've been in the ministry. I just celebrated on February 13th being a preacher in the gospel ministry since 2013. Since 2006. 2006.
So you're a rookie in this table, you're a rookie in both ways. Because what, 30 years? 20 years? Yeah.
Are you serious? I was preaching when I wasn't saved. Yeah, right.
So I've been raised in church all my life. My dad was a deacon, then he went to the ministry. So a lot of things that I see at the House of Correction involving with working with the inmates, as we classify them, a lot of times, you know, I don't go in there with, you know, saying I go here or there or talking about God or anything of that nature. But a lot of times it's
the way you communicate mm-hmm. with people. Mm-hmm. It's how you communicate. And I try to communicate with them in a respectful manner. Mm-hmm. Also, I see it as a ministry. Mm-hmm. There's time that you can help them. I believe every time I see someone, if I notice that they're getting released, I try my best to go and talk to them before they leave, ask them what their plans are, what they're going to do, trying to get, set up in their mind to do something different. Amen. Also let them know, I think one time in a dorm, I shared the illustration of a child whose father gave him a magazine, ripped it up into pieces, told him to put the magazine back together. The only way the child could put the magazine back together was he had to flip the pieces over. As he flipped the pieces over, there was a piece of a human body. And the child understood that if he could put the body of the man back together, then he could put the whole world back together, which was on the other side.
Well, so, go and preach then.
So that's what I share with them. When you look at your life and try to put the pieces of your life, because everybody's broken in some way.
Yep. Yeah.
But if you could actually yep. come to grips and try to put those pieces back together with the help of God, you could change the world and Amen. Make a difference.
That's awesome. That's why we call him the love officer.
And the greatest Amen. Of these
is love. But I appreciate definitely your testimony, because again, a lot of people believe that, you know, you can't use and or share your Christian foundation or religious foundation, but we're a Christian organization, your Christian foundation in that atmosphere, because you may violate some churches, state, whatever. First of all, that's not in the Constitution, number one, just to nerd out on everybody. That was a letter that Jefferson wrote to ensure that the United States would never arbitrarily state that one religion is what the United States is all about, because that's where they were escaping from the King of England was trying to do. But I digress. Anyway, so what I find interesting in all of this is your complete desire to set the example, you know, for these guys. What I would like to know is it two things? Is it disappointing when you see them come back? And I know that's an obvious kind of question, but how much do you take it to heart when you see someone come back, you know, in that? And then on the same turn, if you have you, what is your biggest success over the years that you've been there? We'll start with love and go around.
Looking at the disappointment, I try, like you said, I try to encourage a better outlook in life. Try to get those, especially the younger generation, age 17, try to, the best way you can, build a rapport with them to where, you know, they respect you in some way or manner by the way, again, that you talk with them. You have to be able to communicate with them. It's not so much as them leaving and coming back. That's kind of, that gets me disappointed, because the most, my disappointment comes at times of their behavior. At times we have what we call is disciplinary housing units. Mm-hmm. When I see a young man or a gentleman that I've talked to go over to that housing unit, I become disappointed. And you know, I go back and I get to share with them, hey, you know, what happened? What went wrong? Why we do this? I thought we were doing this. And sometimes they become repeat offenders within the house of correction themselves. So, you know, before they even make it to the street, you're like, hey, if you don't get this cleared up, you're not going to make it out there. And so, you know, you try to help them in the best way possible in that manner. Okay. But, it, you know, you always face those times where you think, what else can I do? This young man needs help.
Smith.
Well, in regards to their return, I try not to, you know, make them feel bad by my reaction when I see them. I don't have a particular expression on my face or be like, what happened? Why are you back here? I just, you know, ask them, how you doing? You know, everything good? What's going on? I just try not to make them feel bad by my reaction. And I would say my biggest success is just over the years how I've carried myself and how I've always tried to respect inmates, the respect I get in return. I've had very few over 14, 15 years incidents where I had to send inmates to segregation or had them disrespect me or talk down to me. That just doesn't happen. So I would say, you know, again, my biggest success is just the respect that I get from inmates because of how I treat them. I got inmates that don't even swear around me. Hey, you can't cuss around Smith. You know how he is. So just, I mean, I could just walk in a dorm and their conversation would change just because of my presence. Right, so right. The respect awesome. That I get, I would call that my biggest success.
Officer Pollitt?
Well, I'm not disappointed when they come back a little bit. I try to make a joke out of them, not to make them feel bad, because we all make mistakes. We aren't perfect. Only one person is perfect. But when they come back, oh, Ms. Pollock, you know, I'm back. I'm only here for a short time. And I see you still here. I said, well, I'm working on a pension. What you working on? And I'm like, I tell them that all the time. I'm like, I'm here because I'm working on a pension. What you working on? You can't work on a pension coming to jail. But I try to encourage them that way. Like, okay, yeah. Take a different approach on what you're doing in life, because I'm still here. You know, trying to, well, I come to jail because I'm an officer, but I try to stay out of jail. So you can do the right thing. Don't make up excuses, you know. Don't try to justify your actions, because God give us choices.
Right.
You can choose to do the right thing or you can choose to do the wrong thing. So, and I try to encourage them that way as well. As Officer Smith said, I don't allow them to swear in front of me. I'm like, you know. I said, I don't curse, so I expect you not to curse. And you try to also use verbalization skills with them.
We heard that you have those same standards with staff as well.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. So you run it.
No, I wouldn't say all that, but I try to be consistent on what I do and say.
In my office, tell me.
You shouldn't be telling that on the radio.
I want to.
But, you know, it's all about encouraging the inmates, encouraging these guys, especially the young guys.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say thank you before we finish. I know we still got time left, but it is encouraging to hear just these testimonies. Amen. The Captive Project has been to multiple prisons across Wisconsin, and some of the guys have even traveled out the state. But sometimes even just going to visit a prison to see how they're treated by the COs is depressing in itself sometimes. Sometimes how they treat us as visitors coming in, you know. So I bless God for this, and I just appreciate you're listening to God and Christ. You're listening to Christ, and you're being led by the Spirit even on your job. I wanted to just say that before we go further. I bless God for that.
And that's a good segue, because this last question I want to ask you guys to do, and it directly goes towards your experience and what we talked about in helping these guys rehab. And we got about 3 minutes. Take a minute each and give the church some advice on how we can help with the continuing rehab on these guys and gals, these returning citizens. Help us. Give us a piece of advice that would really help us in the rehab of them. And we'll start right with you, Mrs. Pollitt.
My thing is, don't judge them. You know, even though they might be repeat offenders, they keep making the same mistakes. We have to look at ourselves and see the mistakes that we always make. So don't judge. It's up to God to judge. Just love them and show them love and understanding, and help to guide them in the right direction, because sometimes that's what they need, guidance. Even if they 20 or 30, sometimes they didn't get that at home, and sometimes they need it from others, especially the church.
Amen. Officer Smith?
I would say, you know, just not to give up on them. Like Officer Pollock stated, we all make mistakes. You know, there are times where they're going to fall, but just to know that somebody's going to be there when they get up, and we're going to give them unconditional love, not judge them, and just continue to battle with them. This is definitely a battlefield out here, and they definitely need a helping hand when and if they fall, that, you know, we're always going to be here.
Wow. Amen. Officer Love?
I would have to share that I would encourage the church to be just as Jesus, do just like Jesus did. When you look at the Gospel of Luke, the 17th chapter, and it talks about the 10 lepers, he really did something that was uncommon. He allowed lepers to come into his personal space, and he helped them, all 10 of them, allowed them to touch him. That's something lepers didn't do. They were they were banned. You can't do that. That's against the common. So you have to go outside the box of the church and meet these people right where they are. You can, without any judgment, without anything, doesn't matter what they've done, you have to meet them right where they are and love on them right there, despite what's going on with them. So that's what.
Jose, why don't you end us with some words of wisdom and advice, Assistant Superintendent?
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity to come on the show, and we hope that we've enlightened some people and broken some stereotypes. Absolutely. Out there. And we do seek to impart wisdom and knowledge on the offenders that are reentering the community. And I hope that people understand that corrections is, it's a very difficult career, but it is a career. And with that, I'll say we are seeking qualified applicants. We encourage people to join our team. I encourage people to apply, because the more good people, the more Christ-minded people that we have, the quicker we can get this work done. So amen. I appreciate all you guys do, and I look forward to coming back again.
Awesome.
Halt Radio 98.7. Thanks for tuning in to the Captive Project Radio Discipleship Time every Friday, 7 to 7:30 p.m. on your FM dial. You can also like us on Facebook at Halt Radio, or you can check out our live streams on Discipleship Radio.
Or check out the website, www.thecaptiveproject.com, or hit us with an email, thecaptiveproject@gmail.com, or drop us a line at 414-771-6000.
In his name, man.